Vic and Esmeralda and myself, we were at the Chicago Podcast Festival, which was a lot of fun, man. I had a great time. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun to see some of the listeners, too. We had some.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some of our faithful were out there. We had a really good time. We played a round of Would Esmeralda Buy That, and Vic won. Vic won.
Didn't he? Taking I don't even remember.
Yeah, Vic won.
What?
Dan had the lead.
That's a lot. Uh-huh.
Dan had the lead until Vic made a couple of moves there late in the game,
yep.
And he ended up winning, and I came in a very miserable last.
Oh, that I remember.
Well, thanks.
I don't remember that.
Oh, we did. I did get one horn, did I not?
Yeah, you did miss
yes,
one.
Just one.
Yeah, you did miss one. And we had a listener come up, and she played along for the final item, and she got it right, so she got herself an Angry Mama microwave cleaner.
Good sport, good product.
Yeah, good product, and it was one that Esmeralda did like and would buy from the past.
I think we all want that product, actually.
Yeah, the Angry Mama.
Eileen bought one for our house.
Oh.
We purchased the one for the gig.
Do you like the Angry Mama?
We have not had a chance to try it, but we are looking forward to it.
All right.
By the way, they come in different colors.
Ah, yes.
Different hair colors.
Different hair, that's right.
Angry Mamas.
You can get different hair colors for your Angry Mama. Basically, what you do is you pour water and you pour vinegar in it. You put it in the microwave, turn it on, and then it steams the microwave clean, and you can just wipe out the microwave with a cloth afterwards. So that's the Angry Mama, and we want to thank. Also, well, I want to thank Lou Malnati's for providing a bunch of food. I had no idea that there was going to be food there. And I ate before I got there.
My favorite pizza in Chicago, Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I walk in. We have a little green room set up. We walk in, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, that smells like Lou Malnati's. And sure enough, there it was. So thanks to Lou Malnati's for providing food to us at the fantastic podcast festival. And Lou Malnati's, by the way, as you know, we want to thank them for supplying the pizza. It's the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. You can order online at loumalnati's.com. So, you know, it's really funny. The Mincing Rascals were also – so it was – Kelly Leonard was there getting to Yes And, Second City, getting to Yes and he had a really great guest, very interesting, a lot of fun. And then the Mincing Rascals were there, led by John Williams, Steve Bertrand, and Eric Zorn from the Tribune was there. And we were in the green room talking, and I said that I currently have a Lou Malnati's pizza about 900 feet from my front door. And Eric Zorn was like, where do you live? And I told him where I lived. And Eric Zorn and I are neighbors. I had no idea. That was something I discovered on Saturday night. I'm neighbors with Eric Zorn, which is very interesting.
Are you all going to watch the games together now?
Yeah, oh, sure.
With
some Lou Malnati's, absolutely. So I just want to say Steve Bertrand's a jerk. Here's the deal. Before we go on, all right, so I'll explain why Steve Bertrand's a jerk.
Who didn't know that?
No, well, clearly, yes. I'm not breaking news. It's not breaking news here. But let me just say this. So we watched, we went up second. We went up after Kelly. So Vic and Esmeralda and Dan and I sat in the audience and watched Kelly's podcast and had a great time. And then we swung around the other side of the theater to go to the back so that we were going to be introduced. We had to come through the curtain to get on the stage. So as we walk around, we're waiting. Bertrand comes out of the green room and says to me, hey, how you doing? Cubs are down 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth.
Have a good show. That's what he said. You're
exactly.
Right.
Have a good show. I'm like, wait, get away from me. So in case anybody has, you know, been confused, Steve Bertrand is a jerk. So, but anyway, we luckily got to miss the meltdown of the eighth inning. But I had to have, you know, Steve. And Bertrand's a Cub fan, by the way. I would like to just point out he did that for his own amusement. He wasn't happy that the Cubs blew the lead in the eighth. He just had to come out and tell me right before we went out on stage. So, anyway, it was fun, and thank you for everybody for coming out. It was really nice to have all the listeners out there. We had a lot of fun. It was fun and interactive. Everybody played with Esmeralda to buy that, and then Vic won. And so we'll do it on the air again. I don't know when we're – can we – did we know if they recorded that?
I have not been able to find anything online, so we're going to – talk to the people involved, and hopefully we'll be able to play it back.
We're getting requests from people who couldn't be there that they want to hear the podcast. So that makes sense. I think they probably did. So anyway, all right, we got a break here. We got Eric and Colin coming in. We got movies to talk about.